Welcome to God's Love on the Radio, brought to you by Your Five for Today. I'm Peter Francis, and these are the Nellans. Thank you for joining us for the first God's Love on the radio. It's good to have your company for a selection of gospel hymns and songs with some reflections on God's love brought to you by Your Five for Today. Your Five for Today was founded in 2014 by my very good friend David Liscombe and myself, yours truly. We provide 5-minute thought for the day style messages with meaning for community radio stations around the UK. Your Five for Today aims to show the relevance of the Bible in today's modern world and the need of a personal relationship with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because of his work on the cross. Messages can also be heard on our website, your542day.com, that's Y-O-U-R, then the numbers 542, followed by day.com. And on our phone line by ringing 015-542-53542. That's 015-542-53542. If you would like to receive daily messages with meaning in written form, then email your request to your542day@gmail.com. Let's listen to the Epsworth Singers and the Westminster Central Hall Choir with Come, Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love.
Oh,
One of the pleasing things about introducing a radio program is that you get to play some of your own favorite hymns and Christian songs. Come Let Us Sing of a Wonderful Love is certainly one of mine, and over the years I've had it as the first hymn in many gospel services I've been privileged to conduct. If you have a favourite you'd like to be played on God's Love on the Radio, then send your request by email to your542day@gmail.com. That's Y-O-U-R, then the numbers 542 followed by day@gmail.com. Here's another one of my favourites. It's that very popular hymn, Here Is Love, Vast as the Ocean, sung for us today by Robin Mark. Originally written in Welsh in the 19th century by William Rees, it was translated into English by William Edwards and is sung today to the Welsh tune Dim on Iesu, which means Only Jesus. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. The God who created the universe, the most powerful being ever, loves you and me personally. Try to wrap your mind around that. He loves you, not just people in general, but you as a person. He cares about your life and wants to be part of it. Even if you've spent your whole life running from God or done things you regret, he still loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. God's love is unconditional and infinite, far, far beyond what even the best of people are capable. The Bible is God's love letter to us and is a compilation of the words God gave to people so that we could get to know him. The best known and famous verse from it is most probably John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have never read the Bible, then why not start today? I would highly recommend the Gospel of John as a good place to begin. If you don't have a copy, then get in touch with me by email at your542day@gmail.com. If you are struggling to believe that God loves you as you are, take some time to think about what the Bible says. A good way is to pray before and after reading each scripture. The Bible says God loves us whatever state our lives are in at this present moment. It also reminds us of God's wonderful, extravagant, amazing, unstoppable, unconditional love and grace. Here's Lou Fellingham and Stuart Townend telling us about God's wonderful grace.
Thank you.
A very popular passage from the Bible, which is often read at weddings, is found in the Apostle Paul's letter to the people of Corinth. It goes like this. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Can you imagine being loved like this? It would change your life. The truth is, this is an accurate description of God's love for you and me. We humans cannot love perfectly as God does because we are imperfect. But it makes sense that people should strive to have their love for one another reflect these qualities. Everyone needs this type of love. But if we expect it from another person, we will be let down. God is the only one who can love us so perfectly. And when we have a relationship with God and experience His love, it empowers us to love others the way He loves us. George Beverly Shea, who sang at hundreds of Billy Graham's crusades around the world, sadly died at the age of 104 in 2014. But thankfully, his rendition of the love of God is still available for us to listen to today.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song. We can only see a little of the ocean as we stand on the rocky shore, but out there beyond the eye's horizon, there's more. There's more. We can only see a little of God's loving, a few rich treasures from His mighty store. But out there beyond the horizon, there's more. There's more. Could we with ink the ocean fill, or were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
The Bible confirms that when we fully experience God's love, we have nothing to fear because perfect love expels all fear. When we understand that God loves us no matter what, We no longer need to be afraid of our failings causing God to love us less. If we could only truly know the depth of God's love, we would have nothing to fear. Here's a poem called Perfect Love by Deborah Ann Belker. Love casts out all fear. It removes every doubt. For love that is perfect takes all the worry out. Love heals the heart. It soaks up the pain. For love that is perfect is not given out in vain. Love mends the mind. It gives everlasting hope. For love that is perfect helps the soul to cope. Love restores faith, removes all the stress. For love that is perfect can and will only bless. Love gives us power. It keeps us secure. For God's love is perfect. It's our eternal future. God already knows about the wrong things you and I have done, as well as any we will do, and he still chooses to love us. Isn't that amazing? And really is love so divine.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed Charles Wesley's grand old hymn, Love Divine, given a modern lift there by Only Men Allowed, and including a verse in Welsh, which many say is the language of heaven. One of my fellow presenters of Your Five for Today Messages with Meaning is Stuart Scammell from Cardiff. Previously a primary school head teacher, Stuart still visits schools to take scripture lessons and school assemblies, but he is also now a street preacher and prison chaplain. Today, he is going to share some thoughts with us about embracing God's love. Thank you, Stuart.
I was once talking to a young man about the best news he could ever hear, the good news of Jesus Christ. He wanted to recap the message that he had heard over previous weeks. He knew that the Bible teaches that God is love, and that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The young man had no difficulty in accepting he was a sinner. He had lived a life of petty crime. It was not an uncommon thing for him to have to stand in front of a judge. He was willing to recount many episodes of sin, and told me how his sin and the sin of others affected his life, and always for the worse. He did not question that God loved him. In fact, he recognized God's love in sending his son to earth. He believed that Jesus Christ had been here. He enjoyed retelling what he had learnt about who Jesus was, and that he had power over storms, was able to heal diseases, feed hungry crowds with a single meal, and that he'd even been able to raise the dead. He believed that Jesus Christ had gone to a cross, was horrendously treated by Roman soldiers. He even understood something about the fact that this was the Son of God being cruelly treated by his creatures that he had made. He readily admitted that someone who had gone through such a hard beating, bled so profusely, had nails through his hands and feet, and was pronounced dead by a Roman centurion, was actually dead. He also knew the Roman guards were placed by the tomb, and that a small group of men, including fishermen, a tax collector, were no match for the mighty Roman army. The young man readily believed that God had miraculously raised Jesus from the dead. He accepted all this. However, he still couldn't quite see. There was something that stopped him believing. What was it? It wasn't that God is love, but it was that God could love and forgive him. This is how he put it. You mean to tell me that if I stand before God as my judge, he'll tell me I'm a sinner? Well, I agreed with that, because God declares us all sinners. He went on. If I admit before God that I'm guilty and turn to his son Jesus and believe in him, you mean to tell me that I'm forgiven? Yes, that's true, I said. If we truly repent of our sins, turn away from them and turn to God, then simply trust, believe in what Jesus Christ has done on the cross, the Bible promises, we will be saved. The young man thought for a moment and then exclaimed, No way, mate, it ain't happening. That would be like standing before the judge and saying, I've done it, and him saying, I know, but it's all right. He was close, but failed just to grasp a few things. He didn't see that the Lord Jesus Christ had already taken the punishment when he was on the cross. He didn't understand that the Son of God had borne the judgment of God. He also was struggling to understand the enormity of God's love. We all do, to some extent. But we need to understand this, that God loves us no matter what. His love is unconditional. He hates our sin, but does love each and every one of us, despite our sin. He died for us and waits to forgive us. Have you ever prayed to God, confessing that you're a sinner and asking for his forgiveness, believing that Christ died for our sins? If you truly have, you've embraced God's love. If you haven't, you're rejecting it. I still pray for that young man that he will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, accept the unconditional love, and take God's promise that he will be saved. I pray that you will do the same. Thank you for listening.
strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes to the hillside where justice and
it is well
with
Back to back there we had the Glorious Christ Live singing Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus and Vine's Song with It Is Well With My Soul. And that, of course, is the right order, to turn our eyes upon Jesus, and then, and only then, will we be able to confidently say, It is well with my soul. God loves us so much that he sacrificed his Son. The love parents feel for their children is possibly the deepest love one human can have for another. If we talk to any loving parents, they probably cannot imagine any reason they would willingly let their child die. They would much rather die themselves than let their child die, because their child's life is so much more important to them than their own lives. But God loves you and me so much that he was willing to let his Son come to earth, be mistreated, and ultimately die for our sins so that we could become his children too. That is love that's beyond understanding, and it all happened on an old rugged cross. Here's Elvis.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. How I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross
so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
The legend there, that is Elvis Presley singing about the old rugged cross. The only man-made things in heaven are the scars in the hands of Jesus, the wounds in his feet, and the wound in his side, marks of his great love for a sinful world, and in particular for you and me. Those nail-pierced hands that he took into heaven as an emblem of his humanity and a souvenir from his visit to planet Earth, they tell us that God has suffered, and because God has suffered, he understands all about us, and we can cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us and really does love us unreservedly. Here's a poem I came across recently by Lauren H. Bell called The Nail. The nail is used for many things, a useful securing tool. A hammer is taken by the hand and drives it, that's the rule. A nail is needed when you build, it's a necessary thing. It was also used over 2,000 years ago to hang upon a tree, the king. He took the pain and suffering for all mankind, you see. Yet he took the torture just for you, and he took it just for me. You cannot keep a good man down through the years, many have said. He went down a man and rose a king to deliver the spiritually dead. He is on the throne at God's right hand, the first, the last, the great I am. No nail, no hammer can touch him now, the mighty king on high. What he built is forevermore, salvation for you and I. So when you see a simple nail with its sharpened end and need to rebuild or repair, lift up your eyes, your heart and mind, and thank him with a prayer. I can hardly believe that the last hour has passed so quickly as we brought you God's love on the radio. If you would like us to play your favourite hymn, would like the Gospel of John, or receive daily messages with meaning, then email us on your542day@gmail.com. Please join us again. Take care, keep safe, and remember, by trusting the Lord Jesus to be your Saviour, you will know the wonder of His hands. Here's Alvin Slaughter. God bless you, and goodbye for now.
Morning sun, mountains tall, God above designed them all. Running streams, desert sands, just a few of the wonders of His hands. And I'm amazed when I see all He's done, and to think He did all for me. Oh, how great, oh, how grand all the great and mighty wonders of His hand. Stretched out His hands to save a world so lost. But in the pain was a plan. This would be the greatest wonder of His hand. Broken hearts, torn by sin, with one touch of His hand, new again. Born in love, free to stand as a glorious new creation of His hands. And I'm testimony to declare the mind.